This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. There has been, as you might have heard, a wave of violence and racism against Asian Americans the past number of months. And that comes against a backdrop of economic harm as well. As we have been talking about a lot on this program, long-term unemployment is turning into a key legacy of this pandemic, especially in communities of color. And some new data from Pew shows Asian Americans have been especially hard hit. In the fourth quarter of last year, almost half of Asian Americans who were unemployed had been out of work for more than 6 months. The similar figure is about 35% of Black, white, and Hispanic workers. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has that story.
In January last year, when we just started hearing about a new virus spreading in China, Karen Chen at the Chinese Progressive Association started getting calls from people losing their jobs in Boston's Chinatown.
A former president was saying that it's a Chinese virus. That stigma, you know, immediately impacted a lot of the small businesses.
She says low-wage Asian American workers were being laid off before shutdowns even started. Many of them are immigrants who rely on jobs within their communities. Looking outside those communities means resumes and Zoom interviews.
And this is not in line with, you know, how actually business have done in the immigrant community.
About 60% of Asian Americans are immigrants, higher than other groups, according to Pew Research, and they tend to work in cities and industries that have been hit hard by the pandemic and shutdowns. Economist Marlene Kim researches low-wage work at the University of Massachusetts.
Asians are concentrated in restaurants, retail, and personal services like nail salons. They work in travel and leisure as porters, taxi drivers.
Those in higher earning groups, like in medicine and tech, are faring better, which means the wealth gap among Asian Americans, already the largest of any group, may get bigger, says Don Marr, professor emeritus of economics at San Francisco State. For those who are long-term unemployed,
it should have some effect on their future earnings, their future employability. That's the scarring effect.
And he says if discrimination continues and U.S.-China relations don't improve, the economic recovery for Asian Americans leans on much more than vaccines and reopenings. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.